Welcome to Shomach Shova Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arbi Akushom, Leab Asitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph brings us two memories. The first memory is that Sanhedrin, that all of the Dayonim in Sanhedrin said that the person is Chayav, then they can't be Mechayav, and the person will go out of Beis Din alive and well. And this Gemara needs beer. What shot? If the whole Sanhedrin say that he's Chayav, how can it be that we let him go? But then we have another Gemara. The Gemara, in the end of the Amud, tells us that you could put in Sanhedrin only someone who knows to be metayer the sheretz me'atoyu. He's able to purify a sheretz. So Toyu says, right away ask, says, what's the kunst of having someone able to metayer the sheretz, like tell your svoil to make the sheretz tor? The Torah says it's Tomei. So it's a Charifus shel Hevel. So the Maharal in Yerusha LaTorah explains this. He explains also the Gemara in Eruvin that says there was a Talmud of Rameir, there was Metar the Sheretz with 48 explanations, and there was another Talmud Vasik that was able to be Metar the Sheretz with 150 explanations. Says the Maharal, Pshat like this. The Sheretz has Bechinois of Taharu. I mean, the sheretz is the halacha l'maaseh it's tomei. But there is things in it, there is reasons in the sheretz to say why it's tor. He brings an example, which is a little far for us to understand, but we're talking about, he says, if there's the argument regarding what is the yesoid of etzim, what is wood made out of? What is the main poil of the wood? Is it the ruach or is it the offer? So he says, can you say that any one of them is completely wrong? No, they're both right. The question is, what is more dominant? So he says, the sheretz does have pchinos, have some aspect of it, which is tar. Even though, at the end of the day, the main dominant thing by him is tar. The Shem Yishmuel, Pashas Mitzoyra Tafish Ayinvov, explains it a little bit more. He says that we know this world is a irbuv toivera, it's a das toivera. So everything in the world has chalokim, has parts of it, which is mutter, and parts of it which is osur. Meaning everything has in it nitzoytis. Nitzoytis of tumo and nitzoytis of tahara. Everything in the world. So when someone comes and says, I have 150 reasons to say a sheretz is tahara, pshat is, he found 150 nitzoytis tahara that the sheretz has. There is in the sheretz elements of tahara, because it's the irbuf tevira, there's good and bad together. Lamaid said the majority is bad. But you want to come and find, when you appoint someone in Sanhedrin, someone who is able to see in everything in the world, the good and the bad in it. And even something who looks completely bad, a sheretz, looks completely tome. But to find where there you have p'chinus toivis, even though it's not its main essence. And as some of the first you point out, you want to have the Sanhedrin to be able to be oimed on the good of every person, even a Rosh HaGomer. And Mimele, Zokr B'tzodek HaKoyen, Kermit Samincha Chelak Aleph, Ois Yud, says that this world is a world of Irbuv Toivira. So Mimele, there's no such thing as someone who's pure evil. There's no pure good, and there's no pure evil. It's always a combination of Toivira. Some are very bad with very little good, and some are a lot of good with very little bit of bad. But to come and say that something is purely 100% ra, that's not possible in this world. So Zakab Tzadik, if you have a Sanhedrin of 70, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, what is the 70 Shivim Porim LaTorah? 70 ways to understand, to comprehend, to chap what's going on over here. And if from all 70 aspects, you say the person is Chaya Miso, meaning you understand this person has no pchinas of toif. From every aspect you look at him, there's nothing good to say about him. So then that means this Sanhedrin is doing something wrong. Because there's no such thing as 100% ra, as 100% evil, as only bad. It has to be there's some pchinas toifis. And if you put these two nekudas together, it's mamish niflam oy, that's what the Gemara is saying. I need a dayon in the Sanhedrin who's able to take a sheretz and see a tahara in it. And if I have a Sanhedrin, then all the Dayanim, not even one of them, is able to see the good in this person, that means there's something wrong with the Sanhedrin. So then the Sanhedrin cannot pass, and this person is Chayav. Because the world is always Toi V'ra, Mishamshim B'Yerbuvio, it's all mixed up, and the Sanhedrin must be able to see the good that you have in every single Yid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.